Well, our Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Music Award co-winners today, Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison. Joan and Yvonne have been instrumental in the music ministry of St. Mary's Parish, Montague, for over 40 years. Both come from a family where music was a daily part of their lives. People have no idea of the time and commitment they dedicate to music. Their musical involvement not only at St. Mary's, but both have given their time to fundraise for various organizations and to play and direct at funerals throughout Southern Kings County. Joan plays the organ and piano while Yvonne directs the choir and sings. Joan is a retired teacher, and Yvonne is currently in the educational system as an EA at Montague Regional High School. Their dedication is second to none. They are two amazingly talented women who have a genuine love of music and love to share their music with others, and are most deserving as the joint recipients of the Kerry Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Women in Music Awards.
Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison, congratulations. Oh, right on. Look at those big smiles. Welcome, ladies. It's great to have you here today.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Incredible. All right, well, let's just start getting the story out. All right, let's start getting the story out here. Dedication to music in your church for over 40 years. Over 40 years. That's a big number. That's very impressive. What keeps you coming back every week to do it?
Do you want to go first? Or
I love this. I love it.
I'll start.
Okay, go for it.
Definitely the biggest part of it is our choir family. This award, yes, it might have our names on it, but it's certainly because of them, because without their beautiful voices, we're really just two people up there, and they are truly our family. Mm-hmm. So when we see them every week, sometimes several times a week, it really means so much to us, their commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You can add to that.
You took all my stuff. Well, for me, I was talking to Jill beforehand, and it's like I grew up in a family of music. My dad, my brothers were, you know, singing. They recorded albums and sang out through the Maritimes, and it was just sort of a natural thing to do. You get up in the morning and you'd be singing, and Sundays rolled around and you'd go to church and you would sing. So but it's as Joan says, like, we're nothing without the choir. She plays and I direct, but we have to have them. And they're so dedicated. They're truly so dedicated. And they work really hard, really, really hard to learn music. And when it's all comes together, it's like, it's just goosebumps. It just sounds so wonderful. And the members kind of laugh because they know when it sounds wonderful and they know when it doesn't, because they always laugh and say, I give the evil eye. But it's a huge commitment. There's Sundays and funerals and weddings. But I love it.
Yeah.
I truly love it.
We had great chat before coming in the studio and made some connections, which I love.
Yes, we did.
The eye's a small place. So both Joan and Yvonne knew my grandmother, who was a teacher, and my uncle, who was a teacher in Montague. And we talked about singing, and singing at funerals in particular. And you guys are known for sharing your music at many funerals throughout Kings County. So maybe you can tell us about, well, I guess how difficult it is, but also how special that is.
Yeah, funerals, they are difficult. There's no doubt that they're difficult. But I think what helps us through is knowing that by singing, you've helped the family some way get through the process of grieving, the loss. There's often times that the family will call Joan or they'll call me and they want to go through music. And we try really hard to provide the hymns that they like. And if we don't know one, Joan's pretty good at playing it, and you just have the musical aspect of it as opposed to the choir singing. But sometimes it's left just to us, and we say, oh, well, you know, this person was a farmer, or they were a fisher person, or they had a special hymn that they said to us one time. So we try to work that in, and afterwards they come back and say, you know, the words to that song meant so much. So it's emotional, but it's a really good feeling when you help people through that really difficult time in their life.
And it's really, I mean, that is part of it. Music, to cope with grief. And again, like you say, the words are so meaningful to so many people, right? Yeah. So it's such an important part of, you know, that closure, I guess, that a funeral would give, right?
Yeah, help them with their grieving process.
Exactly. All right. Well, we have a lot more to chat about this morning. We're just scratching the surface here right now, ladies. Okay. And we still have tons of fun. The celebration calendar's on the way. Oh, goodness. So sit tight. Our Women in Music Award winners with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards, Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murkison today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill and Scott. Action figures sold separately.
Since 2004, 90% of women say they've done this to improve. That's the Human League, Don't You Want Me, Ocean 100, 751. School buses are out and about at this moment. Keep an eye out for the flashing lights, please and thank you. Safe to school and safe back home again today. Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts is on the go right now. And here is the question. Send me a text with your answer. Roberta Bondar was the first Canadian woman to do this. What is it? Send me a text, 902-368-1720. We'll have your answer coming up after 8. Women of Impact Week continues. We are joined today by our Women in Music Award winners, the delightful duo of Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murkison. And we're getting to learn lots of things. And we've even had calls from your choir this morning, choir members asking for specific pictures of you guys. All right, so that's, you guys are just amazing.
They knew who it was right away.
And they did. They called it right away, right away.
Well, they've explained it, and it's true that the choir is like a family. So they're very comfortable with one another, and they would have no trouble calling in and demanding specific pictures, right?
I love it. I love it. And we'll follow through on that for sure. I got a list now. All right. Well, here's a question. Do you guys ever perform without one another, or are you guys like the dynamic duo that I think you are?
Most of the time, we're together, for sure. There are occasions where I may have to accompany someone if someone should select just to have a soloist for an event or something like that at a funeral. I'm on my own then. Yeah. And certainly, if we backtrack about 5 years, I was a soloist for a long time during COVID because I was the only one allowed to be there. So I had a long stretch of just playing.
Just you?
Yeah, just me.
Okay. So it must have been nice when that COVID stuff ended and you were able to get the team back
together,
right?
Then I was permitted to have one singer.
Cool.
And so I had one singer for, I don't know, maybe almost 2 months. So then we had to divide the choir up because we had too many singers and we had to space them out. So there was a COVID time where we were on our own a bit.
I don't know how much everybody remembers about COVID, but we all kind of had to adapt a bit, and do things a little bit differently. But it's great you were still able to do it.
Yes, yeah. Well, there wasn't that many in church because there wasn't allowed to be.
Right, true
there
enough.
There was me and 19 other people.
True enough. Yeah. So, and we have lots more to chat about today, of course, but do you, either one of you ever get like jealous if the other one goes off and does something with someone else? Or no? I like to ask.
No, I don't think so. We're a pretty good team, and we've been together for quite a while, really.
Yeah? Do you have an idea of how long?
Oh.
You two, maybe?
I'm going to say 35 years, maybe.
Probably.
Amazing.
Yeah. About 35 years.
Yeah. Very cool.
Joan is, what I find with Joan, which is great for me, is, you know, you're singing a song and it's written music. And I have a tendency to sort of say, I think that song would sound a lot better if we changed it around. Mm-hmm. Don't tell Joan that, but she instinctively knows where I'm going. And she's really good at covering my mistakes, for sure.
you two are a great duo. That's how it all works.
But on Sundays, if we go to church on Sundays, we kind of play this little game as, you know, what songs or what hymns are we going to sing? And we get there, what did you choose? And like 90% of the time, we've chosen the exact same hymn. Yeah. So we know what the other one's thinking. So that really makes it a good team.
Couple of kindred spirits. Incredible. All right. Well, you guys have probably heard this before, the celebration calendar. We're going to do the birthday wishes now, all right?
Time for the Ocean 100 celebration calendar presented by the Confederation Bridge.
It doesn't matter if the premier's in here. We have to do the birthdays. happy birthday to Carter Weatherby. 6 today from mom, dad, little brother James, and great nanny. Grayson McMillan is 4 today. That's from the Clarks. Wedding anniversary today for Aaron and Jana Newsom. Oh, happy anniversary, guys. 10th anniversary today. A decade. Hey, happy anniversary. Debbie Doucette in Charlottetown. Debbie, happy birthday, Debbie. Have a great day. Tanner Murphy's 13 from Mom, Dad, and your brother. And Vonda McKinnon in Bear River is celebrating from Carol and Cameron.
Happy belated birthday to Denise McDonald Vale with love from her family and fur babies. Denise in Milton, and we're told getting closer to a new decade. Happy birthday to Margaret Hayden, Ronnie McWilliams in West Cape. Happy birthday to you. Kevin McDougall in Grand River, and that's from Kathy and Scott.
Jacob Squire celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, love mom, dad, brothers Chris and Cam, and niece Mava. Jacob is in Charlottetown turning 22. Sophie Harris in Red Point. Happy birthday, love from mom, dad, Drew, and Emma. Mary Blackier in North Rustico. Happy 76th birthday. Love your favorite daughter. I hope she has just one daughter. wish Danny Bernard a belated birthday. Her birthday was yesterday, and the wish comes from Ann and Mike. Diane Clark in Augustine Cove, turning 66. Happy birthday, love, Kim. Charlie Bellevaux in Cornwall. Happy 22nd birthday, love, Kim and John. Andrew O'Shea, a happy birthday from his boys, Carter and Parker. Very happy birthday to my niece, Lally Chandler, turning 14 today. Hope you have the very best day, Lally. We'll eat some cake later in the week. And Colleen Ryder, happy 52nd birthday from Joe, Keegan, Connor, and Violet. And finally, a happy 62nd birthday to Greg Ryan today. That's a lot of birthdays.
That's a
lot of celebrating.
Happy birthday. Eat the cake. We'll have more with Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison coming up next on Ocean 100.
Weekdays at 7:50. Listen for the Ocean 100 Celebration Calendar, presented by the Confederation Bridge.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with...
Visit your Charlottetown or Summerside Little Caesars today. Plus tax at participating locations only for a limited time.
Hot and ready. Ocean 100 News.
Cloudy with some flurries for today at a high of 1. Right now, it is minus 1. Good morning. I'm Scott Chapman. This newscast brought to you by Hanson Solar Energy, now offering solutions for residential, commercial, and farm. U.S. President Donald Trump has followed through on his tariff threat, giving no hints during an evening speech to Congress that he is going to back down from the measure. Trump slapped 25% across-the-board tariffs on Canada and Mexico with a lower 10% levy on Canadian energy, insisting it's an integral part of his political agenda. Despite the stock market tumbling and partners retaliating with their own levies, the Republican president promises to bring down prices for the average American. U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, meanwhile, has suggested that his country would likely meet Canada and Mexico in the middle on President Trump's tariffs. Lutnick told Fox Business News that announcement could be coming as soon as today. However, he said the tariffs would not be paused in any compromise. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly says she's planning to speak with Secretary of State Marco Rubio today. However, Joly says she has not heard anything about any potential compromise. Calling it a sad day for PEI, Canada, and the United States, Premier Rob Lance and his Cabinet Committee on Trade Relations provided some details Tuesday on what Lance calls the first phase of PEI's tariff response plan, government launching the Export Enhancement and Diversification Fund. That's to provide non-repayable assistance to those in the business community affected by the changes. The fund will cover up to 60% of eligible costs to a maximum of $32,000, covering costs related to market research, advertising and promotion, market strategies, and travel costs for trade shows and other events. Trade Minister Darlene Compton says they're also rolling out the Tariff Working Capital Program, which offers relief loans to businesses affected by the tariffs. She adds that PEI will be doubling the trade missions for export companies to destinations that include Canada, Europe, Southeast Asia, Mexico, and the Caribbean this year. Finance Minister Jill Burridge says that on Tuesday morning, staff started removing all American liquor from shelves in PEI liquor stores. She says government is reviewing its procurement practices, including U.S. contracts within core government, to identify if there are Canadian or international alternatives. With many Islanders voicing concerns about the size of their electricity bills, Green MLA Matt McFarlane wants an independent audit of Maritime Electric's billing and rate setting process. McFarland says some islanders are seeing increases in the range of hundreds of dollars a month with their electricity bills. Music PEI Week continuing today after opening on Tuesday. Out Loud sessions presented by Pride PEI taking place in the Guild at 7:30 tonight. And Down East Stinger presented by Ocean 100 and Hot 105.5, which was originally going to be hosted at the King's Playhouse in Georgetown, has been moved to Copper Bottom Brewing in Montague, and that is at 7:30. Ocean 100 Sports brought to you by Summerside Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In the NHL last night, Boston Bruins fell 6-3 to Nashville. Calgary doubled up Philadelphia 6-3. Anaheim down Edmonton 6-2. Another highlight, the Islanders edged Winnipeg by a score of 3-2. One game in the Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal edged Minnesota 2-1 in a shootout. NBA Raptors beat Orlando 114-113. And Kamari Scott from the UPI Men's Basketball Panthers has been named the Atlantic University Sport Male Athlete of the Week. At the Brier in Kelowna, BC, PEI's Tyler Smith Rink lost a couple yesterday. Today faces Northwest Territories. In the queue tonight, Charlottetown Islanders on the road in Sherbrooke. Ocean 100 weather is coming up next.
Hey folks, Solar Jeff here. Forget spring, forget winter. March means one thing, home show season. That's right folks, the season of home improvement dreams.
And you can always find their name on local sports teams' jerseys. When you're doing business with Summerside Chrysler Dodge, you're doing good for your community. Come home to
Summerside Chrysler Dodge.
Ocean 100 weather, clouds for today with some flurries and a high of plus one. Tonight, cloudy, chance of some showers or flurries early in the evening. Then we'll see some periods of rain beginning. We'll see about 5 millimeters. There is a risk of some freezing rain early in the night as well. Windy with that temperature rising to 6 by the morning. For Thursday, cloudy, chance of some showers and then rain beginning late in the afternoon. Windy with the temperature reaching a high of 11. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions. Right now, -4 in Summerside, -1 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia here real quick for Robin's Donuts. You know how it works. Correct answer. Get your name in the draw. You might win the $100 gift card on Friday, and you can play every day of the week. Up to 5 ballots can go in under your name. Today's question was, Roberta Bondar was the first Canadian woman to do this. Scott, do you know?
Go to space?
Go to space, oh, yes. Wow. First Canadian woman to go to space was Roberta Bondar. Met her when I was in elementary school.
Did you?
Yes,
really?
I did. Yeah, I know.
Hmm. Like, she's telling me that.
Carrying that feather in my cap for many years.
How did you do that?
She was at my school.
She was on tour?
Okay. She was on tour as the first female astronaut to go to space.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right. So if you had that, your name's officially in the draw now for a chance to win that $100 gift card. All right. That's how we wrap up trivia, ladies. There you go. Our women of impact are with us today. Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison. We'll have more with them coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show for Home Hardware, Charlottetown and Kinloch, where customer service is number one.
It's Depeche Mode and Personal Jesus, Ocean 100, 811. Good morning. It's the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Our Women of Impact Week continues. We have Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison with us here today. Women in Music Award winners, which is amazing. And the gals have been busy at church for a very long time. Is there any one performance that sticks out to either of you as, or maybe you both have different ones as like maybe a favorite performance over the years?
I'm going to go first because she's going to steal mine.
So yeah, go for it. Yeah.
I think it was, I don't know how many years ago, we were approached by hospice to do a concert and they wanted our choir to like sort of put the concert on. And I went back to the committee and said, no, I'm not going to do this concert with just our choir because hospice is something that really affects everybody.
Yes.
So I kind of reached out to 10 other choirs and gave them an opening hymn that we would all do together. And then each choir sang a song. Everybody was on board, and then I coerced Joan into playing.
Fun word.
Said, come on, Joan. And yeah, we raised, I mean, I think maybe $5,000 for hospice. Wow. And there was probably 110 people in the choir. And to stand in front of that number of people, it was the highlight of my, if you want to call it, career. It was just phenomenal. And we did it for 4 years. Yeah, that was my highlight.
All right. Well, John? I mean, job well done. Is that your highlight too, Joan? You could just say ditto.
Ditto, but okay. I'll add one more. The girls in my family, we all played the piano.
Okay.
And we don't live really close, but recently, well, probably about 2 years ago, we had a cousin who passed away. So my sister and I did a duet. And we practiced via FaceTime. And then the day of the funeral, she played the piano and I played the organ. And it was very meaningful for us to do something like that. So that's another moment that I really treasure. But the hospice one was huge for our whole choir. It really was to benefit the whole community. And it brought choirs together from all different churches.
Yeah,
right.
It was a wonderful feeling to do that.
And I think that, music is a universal language, right? Or
yes.
A connection point. That was one of the things we missed during COVID, because it was like that sense of community coming together and that collaboration. Just explain, we chat a little bit about it, but like that feeling, like it is so rewarding when you're there, Yvonne, standing in front of the choir and seeing them and hearing them, that feeling that you get when they've gotten it.
Well, just you asking me that question, I get goosebumps. It's, you know, you've got 100 and some odd people and they're singing in four-part harmony and you're like, this is beyond. It just sounds so beautiful and I'm crying listening to them sing. Like Joan said, to bring all these churches together to make it one big community thing. So it just didn't end. It was, okay, we got to do this next year. We got to do this next year. And then it kind of fizzled out because
I think because of Rotary. Rotary... and the Toonie Draw. They support hospice now. So
Okay.
Well, but I mean, maybe we need to bring it back right here on the corner.
We got to do something. Choir.
Yeah, pop-up choir. Pop-up choir. Jill Chandler sings.
We're finding that out.
But yeah, it is. Because that's why I get goosebumps. And like when I get to hear you guys and know that I felt that, it is magical. And that's why it's so neat to have you here and celebrate you guys.
Thank you. All right. And we'll wrap things up with the gals here next. Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison are our Women in Music Award winners with the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Yay! Batteries not included.
Take on any moment with Rogers and the Samsung Galaxy S25.
Joe Cocker, you are so beautiful. Good one to sing along with this morning. It's 8:21. Good morning. Welcome to the show, Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott, as we celebrate the Carrie Wynn McLeod Women of Impact Awards. Our winners today with the Women in Music category is Yvonne Higgins and Joan Murchison. Hello, ladies. Thanks again for getting up early and coming in here, too.
Yeah, it was early.
Was it early? I'm sorry. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for being here. You brought people too, which is good, which is fantastic. Do you want to do any quick shout outs here real quick to anybody that accompanied you or just anybody in general?
Well, I have my sister Margie here and my husband Dale, so
they're waving. They're waving. Yeah, this is great. Do you want to say hi to anyone you want?
Hi, hubby.
I love it. That's perfect. All right. I'd love to chat about this really quickly because we really haven't yet, but I think it's a great way to kind of cap things here. As fellow Kings County performers, obviously you've shared the stage with our very own Carrie Wynn McLeod, who we all miss so much. It must have a very special meaning for you winning this award.
I'll start. As Carrie Wynn would say, we're from the motherland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She rarely said Montague, so we're pretty proud to bring this back to the motherland. Carrie Wynn was so, so gifted. She had that superior talent to deeply connect with lyrics. And when she sang, everyone listened. And it was a privilege to accompany her. I did many weddings with Carrie Wynn and many funerals, and some of the funerals were very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. And just like Yvonne and I have a connect, Carrie Wynn and I had a connect that I could read where she was going. And sometimes I jokingly say, what would be the chances of the second verse being the same as the first? And not a chance. She had that way of making everything so special. And I knew when I got the look that she needed a break. Mm-hmm. And that was my cue that I had to play a little interlude. And we had the laughs we had were certainly with weddings. And I'll quickly recount two of them. One of them, we always practiced at my church because it was in the motherland. And we were practicing one night, and I didn't have the current piano I play. It was an old piano. And we were sitting down and practicing, and all of a sudden, the piano branch broke. And I was on the floor. So you just know what happened to Carrie Wynn at that point.
Yeah, I do.
The practice was over.
Oh, yeah, done.
It was done. She was totally uncontrollable. And she just left. She could barely get through the wedding the next day because that was all that was on her mind. And I was sitting on a chair with a cushion on it at that point. And another time, she takes me off to a church that I had never been in before. This is a long, long time ago. It was a hot, hot, hot day, July or August. And we get in there, and of course we have practiced at St. Mary's in Montague. So I didn't know what I was going to play, and we arrived, and it was a pump organ.
Oh, dear.
So Carrie Wynn immediately just is dying laughing because it's so hot, and I'm feeling like I'm running a marathon because I'm playing
a lot of work.
A pump organ. So we get in the car on the way home, and she said, I think that went very well.
easy for you to say. Yeah.
Anyway, we had so many laughs, but we certainly had lots of tears, too, and she was so gifted. It's an honor to bring it back to the motherland.
Very deserving. Very, very deserving. Anything to add to that, Yvonne?
No, not really, without crying. Like, yeah. She was wonderful. I recall one time we were singing, and she was sitting, wasn't singing with us, and she was sitting in a pew, and I was directing, and she looked over, and she just mouthed beautiful. And I can still see her sitting there doing that. It's like Joan says, it's such an honor, because she was so loved, and we really miss her.
Yeah.
She's definitely missed, every day. And we miss her laughter and, of course, her gifts. I hear from people all the time, because she was able to connect with so many people. But today we are here getting the chance to celebrate you guys and your impact, which is also an honor. And in knowing, in your choir group and the members of your choir and how positive it must be for them to meet with you guys weekly and for the services, the funerals, the weddings, the community things that you're a part of, how many lives have you impacted, students, et cetera. So we're here today for you guys. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. Very much, ladies. Thanks so much for coming in today. And you know what? We're very happy that those awards are headed back to Montague.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, ladies.